This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again. We have spoken about the teaching of eternal torment, and now we're going to look at a passage that has been twisted in order to teach this awful doctrine. In Matthew 25:46, we read, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Now, promoters of the doctrine of eternal torment use this verse constantly, but very inconsistently. If Matthew 25:46 is truth for today, so are the terms for gaining everlasting life in this verse. So, who receives everlasting life and who receives everlasting punishment according to Matthew 25:46? Instead of proof texting, let's see the context. Backing up to the beginning of this passage, we read in verse 31 and 32, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations." This whole passage relates to the judgment of the nations who are on the earth at the end of the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble. The gospel of grace is not in view here. John's gospel of life is foreign to this passage. Eternal or age-abiding life is given to those who feed and clothe the brethren of the king. So why not be consistent? Let those who preach everlasting punishment from Matthew 25 preach everlasting life upon the conditions laid down in that chapter. You can't pick and choose. You can't blabber about everlasting punishment and at the same time preach the gospel of grace using Matthew 25. Now, where does it say that the punishment of Matthew 25 is applied to all people of all ages, young and old, during all time and all circumstances, as some people have twisted this verse to mean? This kind of interpretation is a horrible mutilation of the scriptures that is dictated by the horrible traditions of orthodoxy. Some of the very same folks who emphasize the everlasting punishment of Matthew 25 are quick to condemn the gospel of works, yet such are the terms of Matthew 25 for everlasting life. Is not this a little inconsistent? Orthodoxy is so confused that it does not see that there are three groups here: the sheep, the goats, and the brethren of the king. It's not about individuals who are saved or lost. The sheep are Gentile nations who treat Israel well, the goats are Gentile nations who treat Israel poorly, and the brethren of the king are Israel. How can you possibly miss this? The answer is that most people have rejected dispensational truth, so they spiritualize everything they see in Scripture, but we digress. The word punishment in Matthew 25:46 is the Greek word kolossis. It is defined as restraint in Young's Concordance. It literally means cutting off, like the pruning of a tree. The meaning is paralleled in the 37th Psalm, verse 22. Notice it does not say everlasting punishing, any more than the work of Christ is called an everlasting redeeming, as if the work of Christ will never be finished. God's judgments as well are corrective in nature and have a goal and a finish. So the context of Matthew 25:46 is nations who will exist when Christ returns to redeem Israel. It is their judgment, not the judgment of individuals of all time. There are two decisions made at this event. First, aeonian life is given to the sheep nations because they treated the king's brethren well during the time of their trouble. Second, aeonian correction is doled out to the goat nations because they did not treat the king's brethren well during their time of trouble. And remember, the king's brethren is Israel. There is no one alive today or in the past who will ever be part of this judicial event. This verse is a perfect example of how far man will twist the word of God to fit his creed and be acceptable to his religious associations. But it is better to suffer for the truth than to be accepted by a denomination that lies about God. There is a great reward for those who stand for the truth, regardless of what organized religion may do to you. Stay tuned for more. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.